Well, I'm looking at your bio, and you, you've taken a lot of PE classes, physical education classes, including kinesiology. You've also been, let's see, where did I find that? An alpine ski racer.
I am.
And you teach alpine.
I'm a coach. Yep.
You're a coach.
Yep. I actually just wrote a scientific abstract that was how to apply Tai Chi to alpine skiing.
Skiing.
And it was it was accepted into the International Congress of Science and Skiing in St. Christoph, Austria.
Oh, well, congratulations. That is cool. Yeah, really. Well, those things are important, and they add credibility. So you're big on alpine skiing. How did you get into Tai Chi?
That is another great question. I have no idea. In 2003, I just had this strange concept that here's this martial art that's practiced slowly. And I'm kind of into the unorthodox. I like the unorthodox. And not only is it practiced slowly, but it was something that my mother was doing. And I thought, how weird that my mom is practicing this Chinese kung fu martial art, and she really liked it. And, and so I was just sort of drawn to the unorthodox part of it. Mm-hmm. And so I just started looking for a teacher and found mine.
That is cool. And I think that's happened to me so much in my own life, is when I'm drawn to something, if I do it, it usually works out. Just something speaks to me, you know. I do that at the library, and I go to the bookshelf, and something speaks, you know, a book speaks to me, so I check it out, and I'm rarely disappointed. So I think that's a wonderful way to live our lives. For me, anyway, it's worked out great. And obviously for you, you've really done well on the Tai Chi. So we've got about 30 seconds to the break, and I want to talk more about the alpine skiing and the Tai Chi, and also your singing dog. So stay tuned, everyone. We're going to hear about Fluffy, the singing dog, after the break. Thanks, Tommy. Welcome back to the Glenda the Good Nurse Show. This is Dr. Glenda Christians, and we're just exploring ways of wellness today with Tommy Kirkhoff, a Tai Chi. Can I call you a master yet, Tommy?
You know, everybody shies away from it, but I guess at some point you have to admit, yeah, they call it Sifu, right? The Sifu is the teacher.
Okay.
So I'm a teacher.
Okay. Thank you. Tai Chi teacher. Fabulous. And are you in Park City?
Right, I'm now? In Salt Lake now.
You're in Salt Lake now. Are you doing classes?
I'm new to Salt Lake, so I don't have any students down here. Okay. I probably have a couple hundred in Park City.
Oh, in Park City. Yeah. Okay. And you're not doing that anymore?
No.
You've come away from it. Okay. And how come? I want to talk about your singing dog, but now I'm on another track here. So tell us about the change in your life. You've moved from Park City to here. And
I got married.
What's going on? Oh, okay.
Pretty simple.
I knew it had to be something.
Yeah, she has a job down here, so I moved down here after we got married. And some of my students are now teaching in Park City.
Oh, well, you do sound like a master. The students are teaching
now.
Yeah. Okay, well, welcome to Salt Lake City.
Thank you.
And now, what's your plan for Tai Chi in Salt Lake? What are you going to do with it?
It's kind of an open slate right now.
Okay.
I'm focused on the DVDs because I think I feel like I can make a worldwide impact with the DVDs that I created with my teacher. He's really different than the way other teachers teach. Our system is different. And so by recording this on the video, I feel like if we can get it out, you know, to the masses and in every country of the world, I feel like we can really improve the health of the whole world.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I'm definitely open to teaching. I've done lots of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
My teacher told me, he always has these funny little sayings. He says, you walk on two legs. He says, one leg is your practice. Other leg is your teaching. And so to walk on two legs, I have to keep teaching.
So saith my teacher. I like that. I'm thinking of that I'm a nurse educator. And that really, as a nurse, I really do have to keep my one leg in practice so that as I teach, I'm teaching the latest and the greatest. And so
he always says things like that that just they stay in your mind for years and years. And
I like that a lot. Okay, let's talk about Fluffy.
You
have been twice on the Today Show, it looks like. And I looked at the YouTube video and your dog sings. So tell us what's up with that.
Okay, my wife and I were talking about last fall getting a Doberman. We heard they're so smart and, you know, they're so attractive. You know, they're just so aesthetically pleasing and smart and loyal. And so we started looking around and we saw one on KSL that was, the girl was moving and the dog was 18 months old. So we thought, well, we'll go look at him. And we saw him, and he was really charming. And he hadn't been snipped yet, which we thought, okay, well, that's probably something we have to take care of. And through last winter, we bought this dog in December. And by January, we started teaching him to sing.
You taught him to sing.
We taught him to sing. I wanted him to howl, right, with a song. I thought it was cool. When if you hear a dog howl with a song, I thought that was cool. Yeah. Well, he didn't really howl, but he started stretching out his voice, and I thought, eh, just go with it. And so we started working on the singing, and then we found this Chris Isaak song that he really likes. And so we would play this song and get him to stretch out his voice and give him lots of cookies. And in February, I made a little video and I put it on YouTube. Didn't get much visibility. Nobody was really looking at it. But the people who saw it thought it was really funny. And so one day my wife was off work, and we don't watch too much TV, but we turned on the Today Show, and they were said they were in round four of their top dog contest. And you can send in a video clip. So I said, okay, let's do it. And I sent it in, and they called me 3 days later, and they said, we want your dog to be a semifinalist. That's just great entertainment. I thought, oh, this is so funny. And he won that round by a landslide. And 3 days later, Fluffy and I were on a plane to Manhattan.
Oh, you know,
I'd never been to New York, so really weird to have my dog take me for the first time, you know?
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. And so we were on the Today Show, the anchors just were in love with that dog. I mean, we didn't win the contest, but they had us close. You know, the closing segment was, they always wanted him to sing, and he was hilarious. He was a rock star in New York. Everybody knew who he was. We walked through Times Square, and hundreds of people, is that Fluffy? He was so famous in New York.
Oh, what fun. What